I know there's been a good amount of research into measurement this year with Root. Lupin, I think, also even did a study on out-of-home as well. It's obviously a very high-attention environment. You have a big billboard you're walking around. You might be looking at it. That depends on how quickly you might be moving, which you shared with us that research earlier this year. Can you tell us a little bit about how important measurement is? I think you even wrote for us that it's the new digital. It's the new big thing.
Yeah. Do you know, I was, because there was something on LinkedIn last week or the week before when I was on holiday with not very much internet signal. So I went back to it this morning and I wrote a piece called Measurement is the New Digital. The phrase digital was one of my big bugbears when I was at Newsworks, because digital is just a means of delivering content. It's not an end in and of itself. And I think measurement, people use the term measurement quite loosely and often ill-defined. So there was a debate a week or two ago about what does cross-media actually mean? And it is one of my bugbears, the definition of cross-media. But when you look at the dictionary definition of cross-media, it is two or more forms of delivering content. So yes, you know, telly and YouTube can be defined as cross media, but actually it's probably cross platform. I don't know. Anyway, or it could be multi-channel. Somebody said pan media. I don't think I've ever heard the word pan media used. No. But I think we need to be really clear about what we're measuring and why. And I would like, you know, rather than sort of a loose sort of definition of what measurement is, I'd really like people to be clear when they write about measurement to say, we're measuring this, and that's what it is. So measurement, it's whether you're measuring audiences, are you measuring campaigns, are you measuring campaigns across channels, or are you measuring exposures? And I think I just think we need to get a lot clearer about our definitions. And that is, it's probably something I'm going to write about, actually, because I think the definitions are all over the place. But I think for Root, the challenge is, you know, and I'm, like I've said, I'm really clear. We're measuring the number of people, the types of people going past different types of posters or billboards or screens. You know, we've got 15 different environments that we measure in Root, whether that's underground tube car panels, whether it's, you know, posters on the side of a street, whether it's a six sheet outside a shopping centre or whatever. So we are measuring lots of different formats. What I've got to do is try and do that in as cost efficient way as possible. So what we're proposing for the next contract is to automate things more, build up a sort of sense of scale in terms of all of the different environments that we're measuring, and then do some kind of modelling of that data going forward. Because there's no point in measuring something if the margin of error is really high. You know, you might as well not measure it at all. So what we've got to do is try and achieve that balance between measuring what matters in as efficient a way as possible and as stable a way as possible. Because I'm definitely not a purist researcher. Like, I don't want, it doesn't have to be perfect. It has to be good enough. You know, I do quite dislike the phrase that Mark Zuckerberg coined, which was done is better than perfect. I much prefer Winston Churchill's perfection is paralysis. You know, you need to be as good as you possibly can. But actually, you know, if you get to 97% accuracy, what's the difference between 97 and 97.5%? Probably not that much. So I think that's my challenge as running a research measurement solution, is trying to make it as robust as it possibly can be without being so purist and perfectionist that we don't deliver anything that's of value to my stakeholders.
Sometimes I feel like that as a writer as well. I mean, not when it comes to fact checking, but you know, I think it's a very detail-oriented profession and you know, journalism, and so you want it to be absolutely perfect. But certainly that can lead to missed deadlines or, you know, paralysis is a good way to put
it. It's not that you shouldn't strive for to be the best that you possibly can be, but at some point you've got to go.
You've got to walk away,
in a sense. This is as good as it's possibly going to get.
Mm.